Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Hello. John Potter live in local current temperature in Reno, 23 degrees. And it's a habit now. I have to check chains every day. Okay, so yeah, it's a lot better out there. I was just talking to Craig, and he could not find ice on the roads. No, we're talking about the winter thing, not the black Cadillac SUVs. But it's really dried up out there. We have no chain restrictions in Nevada. They're all in California. They're not on 80. They're not on 50. Just Route 28 Kings Beach to Tahoe City, and 89 from Donner Pass to Emerald Bay, which, by the way, is closed at Bliss State Park, as they usually do in the wintertime, and 89 reaching up to Sierraville. Those are the only places you need chains at the moment. And currently, it looks beautiful out there. It really does. Mount Rose is open. And 80, oh my God, those closures this week. So many for days. I got itchy. I wanted to get out there. Anybody get caught up in those closures? This morning, our weekend Nevada radio question is, how big is your icicle? Craig, how big is your icicle?
Well, the one that's dangerously
hanging. Don't you dare.
The one that's dangerously hanging over my car where I park at the radio studio here is about 4 feet long right now, so.
I have one at home that went from the roof line to the side door handle. I knock them down before they get that big. You know, they're cool, but usually nothing good can come from them. They are the perfect murder weapon, though.
I was just gonna say I've seen horror shows that they've used those used icicles for. Yeah,
the first 48. Wasn't there an Icicle Murder and Final Destination? One of those? I don't know.
One of those, yeah.
So, did you enjoy our winter week, Craig?
I did. It was actually nice. I had no problem getting to the Carson Studios from my home in Reno. So, although coming home the other night from here, it was an hour and a half drive instead of 25 minutes. But, everybody was behaving. Except for one person who left it literally at the Bowers Mansion northbound 580 exit, left their vehicle parked in the middle of the freeway. Not right lane, not park, not.
It wasn't stuck? Well, it was just being rude?
It was abandoned there in the middle. I don't know if they just couldn't tell where they were at and got out and got a ride from there. But, yeah, that was
I did a lot of walking, and I saw a real lack of tire traction on my walks. You know, when the light turns green and you see the front wheel spinning wildly to gain traction, it's not a good day to drive. Some utility poles in Reno and Sparks were knocked out. I can name two, the pedestrian traffic light switch pole at Rock and Prater was knocked out, the one that's like 5 feet tall, and you push the button to change the light if you're a walker, and that was knocked down at Rock and Prater. It was just lying on the sidewalk going, wait, wait, wait. Just tragic. Huh. And that traffic light off of 80 onto Keystone, man, that seems to be knocked down twice a month. It's what?
Even without the snow, it gets
even
knocked
without the snow. Right. We have some poles that, and there's one right by my house. I hit it once. There's some power poles, utility poles, traffic light poles that are like they're right up against the street on the sidewalk. And to pass them, you go between the pole and somebody's fence. You'll see this outside Wooster High School. Same situation. Those poor kids walking that sidewalk, And there's a pole right there. And not only does it make them squeeze through, but it's very easy for a vehicle to hit them when you're making a turn. And I haven't seen that in any other city before. We got a bunch of those. I imagine you folks got into some conversations like I did where people asked you,
what was the last biggest snowstorm here that you remember?
Well, they don't sound like that. But, you know, Craig, you and I, we got strangely nostalgic on the phone 2 days ago. We were talking about past snowstorms that were so destructive.
Well, the one that I remember the most right now is when I had a Chevy Camaro. Was the one, it was probably early 2000s, 2003, 2004, maybe.
Probably 04.
Yeah. So at that point in time, you know, I'm driving a Camaro, and overnight from the time I went to bed to the time I got up in the morning, it was 2 feet of snow. And driving a Camaro, and that is a snowplow.
We were strangely nostalgic in that phone conversation. Oh, yeah. Hey, remember that one in 2009 that crushed all those carports?
Oh, yeah.
Those were the days. Actually, that was 2004.
Yes.
It was the last day of January, and I was doing my show, this very show. I was doing my show at the other talk station, and we had to tell folks, move your car out of the carports and sweep off the top of your carport, but don't get on top of it. And people would call up and they describe the booms that they heard outside when these carports collapsed. And, you know, they're all made at apartment complexes. They're all basically the same construction. So when one went down,
it was a domino effect.
Yeah, it was. And I'm surprised that that did not happen this time, because the snow this week was super heavy. It was real Sierra cement, man. I wish I had been a kid throwing snowballs with that.
Ice balls.
Yeah, people were creating artwork. Somebody made a eagle in some roundabout in town, and they were passing pictures around with that. But anyway, I love that 2004 storm. I literally racked up 104 work hours that week between Channel 2 and that AM station, and those were just, you know, February 1990. That was another big one. I don't remember any big Reno snow days though in the 1970s. There was one in 85, but those are the ones I remember. My walks to work each morning this week through all the snow reminded me again that the city of Reno hates pedestrians. It's the city of Reno. We don't clear our sidewalks, and I'm not talking about the neighborhood residential sidewalks. I mean on the major roads. The city makes a big deal of plowing the busy streets, you know, like Moana and Mill and Plum, you know, major streets like that. They plow them, but they don't clear the sidewalks. And you may think, huh? Who cleans sidewalks? Back in the day, a lot of cities did. Some cities still do.
Carson City does. I mean,
yeah.
All along Fairview, my drive from the studios to the freeway, they have a little quad with the blade on the front that, you know, just go down the sidewalks, plow it to the side. And
why can't we have that? Last time I was in Salt Lake City 2 years ago, to see some friends. And in the morning, I see this little motorized mini snowplow driven by this woman going up and down sidewalks, clearing snow. And honestly, as a city, we need those. It would help our walkers actually see where the curb line is. That's how I fell three times walking to work. You can't see where the curb line is. And God, I look like such a doofus when I fall in front of all those cars. So embarrassing. But, yeah, they come down your street. You know, here in this town, they come down the street, the plows do, and they plow the snow up to a wall. First off, they dump the snow on the sidewalk, which makes it even worse. But also when they go around, if you're on a residential street where they plow, they plow the snow up to a wall at the end of your driveway. And if you let it sit there, it gets rock hard and you can't knock it down. Homeowners are supposed to shovel their sidewalks, but very few do. And I don't blame them because I know so many residents who are physically unable to. But in all my walks this week, I noticed many businesses, schools and churches, a lot of them did shovel and clear their sidewalks. And so did office buildings. But certain stores like Save Mart, McDonald's, some strip malls did not. And those concrete-like mounds of ice now sit on their sidewalks. Now, the stores may say, well, we're understaffed. We can't do it. If I were blessed to be a manager of a store, I would do it myself. You know, takes 20 minutes. Save Mart, by the way, it's called Slave Mart by an employee that I know. Yeah, let's run through those local store names my wife and I came up with. You know, some folks texted me some additions to the list. I'll make this real quick, okay? My wife calls TJ Maxx the Thomas Jefferson Maxx. I call it Tijuana Maxx. Neiman Marcus, I call Needless Markups. We both call Target Targetto. Walmart is China Mart. Raley's is the $100 store. Ashley Furniture is Trashley Furniture. Costco is the Sample Store. Spectrum is Rectum. Burlington Coat Factory is Hurlington. Victoria's Secret is Vicky's. Bed Bath & Beyond is Bed Bug & Beyond. Patagonia is Patagucci. You know, these names come out of love, okay? I'm not being negative here. Home Depot is Orange Lowe's. CVS is Civis. 7-Eleven is the Nicotine Store. Starbucks is the $6. Kohl's is expensive Walmart. Panda Express is Panda Distress. Texas Roadhouse, Texas Roadkill. McDonald's is McDougal's. That's what we call it. Chick-fil-A is Christian Chicken. And one listener texted after we did this two Saturdays ago. John, Spectrum is the Spirit Airlines of Cable. And Harbor Freight is Harbor Break. What? Harbor Break? I like their tools. I call Harbor Freight China Tool Place. These names are definitely more descriptive, but I don't think they're going to use them. We're going to take a break right now. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1. 90, talk about the Avalanche next, too. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 919.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Currently, we got a crash, injury crash, Tahoe. It's an inclined village at State Route 28 and Lakeshore Boulevard going south. And that's it. As I mentioned, no snow tire chain requirements in Nevada. Got a few in California. They're not on 80 or 50 at the moment. The show is so local, isn't it? But that's not much fun. Let's go to the phone, 775-884-9910. John is calling in, of all things, about Harbor Freight. Well, what do we call it? Harbor Breaks, somebody, which I think is unfair. I think those tools are heavy duty at Harbor Freight.
They're not bad. You know, for what you need, you can get a decent amount of equipment, and it's not a bad place to go shopping.
I know that they seem to look American, you know. They have that Milwaukee brand. I think it's Milwaukee in China, though. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, you know, you can get the same impact wrench from Snap-on for $500, or you could get one from Harbor Freight for $150.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't like the Harbor Break name. Let's not knock the places that don't take too much of our money. You know, I appreciate the value more than anything. I don't think they should be made fun of. So I took deep offense to that, John.
So, I apologize. I apologize for that, then.
How did you enjoy the weather this week, my friend?
Actually, I loved it. I took the dog out. We went out to Bird Eye, and the snow was deeper than the dog. She disappeared. She looked like a squirrel running around, and her head would pop up occasionally. But
you
she
know
loved
what?
It.
I love how dogs, when we have weather like where super frigid cold with a ton of snow, man, you let them out. They do their business like that. They're done. They come right back. You don't have to wait for them.
Absolutely. No, she loves playing in the snow. She rolls in it.
God bless you.
She dives in it, and she disappears, and she just has a blast.
You know, I miss having a dog. My cats don't do none of that.
Well, you know what? Go to the pound and adopt a dog.
There you go. Let me write that down. John, you have yourself a great day. It's beautiful out there. Take care.
That dog will love you more than you ever know.
That's what I need, my friend. That's what I need. Speaking of going out, folks, the Western Lights Festival going on downtown Reno. It's a free event. All I can tell you is I went 2 years ago. It's because it's free, I guess. It's mobbed. I mean, we could barely walk through the crowd. I never seen downtown like that, just packed because it's free. And it's kind of a burner art event, downtown Reno. I'll probably see you there tonight. The Avalanche. Okay, I got a note from the Truckee tourism people. It reads, "Our hearts are with those impacted by the recent avalanche and with everyone in our mountain community who is grieving. A community candlelight vigil will take place Sunday, tomorrow. It's at 6 p.m. at the Eagle Statue in downtown Truckee." That's, let me think now, Spring Street and Downer Pass Road. Very nice. This is tomorrow, 6 p.m. All are welcome. Bring a candle. Also, the latest on the avalanche, the Nevada County Sheriff's Office has launched a criminal investigation to determine whether any laws were violated in connection with the avalanche that killed 9 people during the guided backcountry tour. If you have anything to say about this, feel free to call us 884-9910. I think it's going to come down to why did they decide to leave the safety of the cabins in a red avalanche warning? That's a severe avalanche warning in the middle of a massive storm. Why? How did this possibly happen? And there may be a good reason for that, and there may not be. What we do know for sure is that they were aware of the same severe weather warnings that we all knew about, and they still decided it would be safe enough to go on the trip from the beginning. I mean, we were announcing the severe weather warnings for days, probably 2 days before they actually took effect, and there was an avalanche warning, 5 a.m. that very same day. The avalanche occurred at what, around 11 a.m.? So they must have known that too, if they were being able to be kept aware, which is what good tour guides do. They check the weather and the conditions and the warnings before they venture out. I just don't see how this could have happened. These monster storms are never a surprise. These days, they are accurately predicted 7 days in advance. So I believe the tour company just made a very bad and tragic and reckless decision. The Nevada treasurer is in the news. Let's see if I can pull this ridiculous article up. It is Nevada treasurer bills United States for $2.1 billion after Trump tariffs struck down. This is Zach Conine. This is true gimmickry right here. That will never happen. We're not, the Nevada treasurer is not going to be sending us $1,000 checks because the tariffs were struck down. It's impossible. But it makes the news. And is he running for something? He must be. And it's just a trick to get on the news. It's just a gimmick. I'm ticked. I don't know about you. I'm very ticked off about what the Supreme Court did. This is going to hurt our deficit. These other countries, the media never, I think they said it once, but every time they referred to the tariffs after that, they never included the word reciprocal. These are reciprocal. Now, I'm furious about this because I grew up next to Canada. My hometown was next to Canada. And back then, I saw how the Canadian tariffs bankrupted so many of the upstate New York dairy farmers who could not sell their milk in Canada because Canada had these ridiculous tariffs upon them, driving them out of closing their farms and everything just to benefit their own Canadian farmers. And it was a ridiculous tariff. They couldn't sell their milk there. So, and this was decades ago. And these countries have been doing this for decades, China and everything. Look at the chart that Trump held up there. Some of these countries charge us 50, 60% tariffs. And this is a way to even the score. And, you know, when this country was founded, there was no IRS. What financed this country was tariffs. That's how it used to be. Wouldn't you rather have those than the IRS? All right, we're going where? I'm going all over the place. I'm just ticked off. So Trump is upset that the Supreme Court did that. And word is that he's going to turn their beautiful building, the Supreme Court building, into a ballroom. I don't know if that's something he said as a joke or if I heard it from somebody else, but I thought it was funny. I'm John Potter, live and local. 884-9910, our number. We're going to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 930.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910, FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. And this half hour, it's on the medical side, as usual. It's always very interesting. I find it fascinating to find out something new every Saturday from Derek Lee from BrainHealthFormulas.com. How are you doing, Derek?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
How's the week been?
Oh, it's been amazing.
It's
lots
either
of snow.
Yeah, you ask people, how was your week? They're either ecstatic about it or they're upset about it.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
That's right. Yeah.
So it was interesting. So we're getting close to your opening of your first BrainHealthFormulas.com storefront, which is going to be at Smithridge Center.
That's right.
And it's going to be on the 28th of March, right?
That's correct.
And we're going to be there.
Yes,
sir.
We're
going to do the show from there.
Yep.
So super. I am so psyched. You just cannot stop being productive
no.
in your effort to revitalize people's brains, and you have a new product.
Yeah, this is a good one.
It's called All Systems Go.
That's right.
Is this another ED thing?
No, this is so
All
much
right,
better
good.
Than that.
No, wait a minute. What's better than an ED thing?
This formula,
yeah,
I believe, can start to regenerate our metabolism. And so I believe that we can actually rebuild or rehabilitate our mitochondria to be able to start to metabolize nutrients as efficiently as we're able to do in high school.
Are you talking about speeding up metabolism or slowing it down?
So metabolism is based, what metabolism actually is being able to utilize nutrients as available. That's what metabolism is. And so metabolism decreases as we age, and that has to do with how our mitochondria functions. And so what we did, what we put together is something very unique. I don't believe it's ever been done before. And so we combined four different materials where we use Sloop 332 to activate the mitochondria through estrogen receptors and to chew up fats. And so what I started looking at is okay, if the Sloop 332 chews up fats, fatty acids, that's disrupting fungus, but what prevents fungus from reattaching as soon as the Sloop 332 wears off? And so that's where we added astaxanthin into this. Astaxanthin transports the fats, transports and starts to rehabilitate the mitochondria, because astaxanthin is like an anti-inflammatory antioxidant. It's 6,000 times more efficient than vitamin C from an antioxidant perspective. It's 600 times more effective than CoQ10. The benefits just are infinite with astaxanthin because it's extracted from seaweed. And so there's that. And then we have NAD. NAD revitalizes the mitochondria. It helps rebuild our genetic code. It helps to normalize our genetics. It helps to rebuild if our DNA has been damaged from a virus, from bacterial infections, from fungal infections, from a fungus, from parasites. I believe this formula can actually repair that disrepair of how our genetics have been affected throughout our life, whether that's social, whether that's environmental impact, whether that's toxins. And so this formula, I believe, can actually do all these things that nothing else can do as individual components, because these are all working together. It's kind of like the way I view it is like a fan blade. So at the hub of the fan is where the mitochondria is. And so it's like a four-part complex that all works together to hone in on the functionality of the mitochondria, and we can rebuild the mitochondria. We can actually affect how our DNA is functioning or not functioning. And so the other component of this formula is 5-deazaflavin, which has a direct effect on our genetic code. And so it increases NAD potential. It has great redox availability. Don't ask me what that means, because I couldn't tell you.
I only know half these words, but
it all works together to benefit metabolism. Mm-hmm. So I've lost 12 pounds in a month by taking this.
And what?
And I actually lost more weight taking this formula than I did taking GLP-1s.
But that's not the primary goal of this.
No,
is it weight loss?
That's just one of the
side effects.
That's one of the benefits of it. And so the bigger thing is my hair's grown thicker and more full. I have toenail fungus on both feet, and one of my feet are completely clear of toenail fungus now.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking. I even have pictures to document it. And so these are all a thing. My skin's repairing really fast, so it has a true anti-aging effect. And so we can actually do a lot of things that not a single individual component to do, but when we pair all these very beneficial ingredients together to generate a complex, then it actually transforms what they can actually do when they're all working together. And that's what this formula, All Systems Go, is.
All Systems Go is the name of the product. It's available at brainhealthformulas.com. You're being very generous with the sale on this particular product. The sale of All Systems Go is what?
Buy two and get one free. It's probably the best, most efficient and powerful formula I've ever developed. It is really, really good.
This is a much better deal than the deals you see out there where it's buy three, get the fourth free. Derek is saying buy two and get one free.
Of this specific formula, of All Systems Go, yes.
All Systems Go at brainhealthformulas.com. You put it on the front page, I hope.
Yeah, it's there. When you go to the website, click on the newest formulas, and it's at the bottom of the newest formulas section.
So it started with a theory that you had, and no other product has, or no other company or scientist has attempted this combination that you did.
No, because Sloop 332 is relatively new in the
first
place.
Your product too, folks.
Right.
The Sloop 322 or 332.
And so what that is, that's a peptide which engages the mitochondria to chew up fats. And so I built from there. And so nobody's ever paired all these things together, because people don't really understand how it works in the first place. And so I base it on what the science says. I base it on what I've experienced, what I believe it's doing, how my body's shifting. And then we build from there. And so all these components work individually fantastically. When we combine them all, so that's how I developed the theory. I was like, if all these things benefit the mitochondria and they can have an effect on our genetics, then if we put all these together, we could actually transform how these ingredients are working into something even better when you generate a complete unit, when you generate something to all focus on something like mitochondria in our genetic code, then they all kind of all work together to compound the benefits of each other, especially when we utilize the amino acid complex to activate the brain. And then it all works together to have a complete structure to actually make the repairs of the mitochondria versus it being a stimulation effect.
I know this is pretty heavy stuff, and I think that's what this caller is bringing up. It's John calling from Reno. John, thanks for calling 99.1, 92.3 FM News Talk. I'm glad you called. You're on with Derek. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I am so confused right now. I don't know what's up, down, or sideways with this, what he's talking about.
Okay. What this new formula does is it's going to improve how we utilize nutrients, how we, when we eat and we overeat, we typically, all the nutrients get stuck in our stomach. We don't process it. So what this formula is going to be able to do is help utilize the foods that we eat and enable ourselves to make repairs in our body more efficiently. So if we have something like arthritis, we can drastically speed up the process to repair arthritis. If we have toenail fungus, we can it'll drastically repair the aspect of toenail fungus. It can reverse these viral infections. It can reduce long COVID. It can probably completely repair long COVID. So it can actually make the repairs of how our body is not functioning. And because as we age, our body's ability to make repairs or fight off bacterial infections, fungal infections, viruses, our ability to fight off those things decreases. And what science says is that's because mitochondrial function decreases. Our immune system doesn't work as efficiently. So we can actually improve how all these things actually work with this formula called All Systems Go. I don't know if that helped or not, or if I got stuck in more science. I apologize. It's a challenge for me.
At first, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. But
yeah. I'm doing the best I can to try and explain this differently.
I appreciate your call, John. Thank you. Yeah, I got stuck at mitochondrial.
That's how we use our food as an energy source.
I got it. Yeah. Okay. All I can say is, of course, I'm no expert either, but I can tell you folks that I've been taking Derek's products for over 2 years now, and I just feel super. I take the Shilajit. I take the Dopexil. On Saturdays, I take the Dopexil, and I just feel my brain is very sharp. I don't have any kind of brain fog or anything like that. I'm not misplacing things. I'm not forgetting anything at all, and I used to. I used to just account it for age, you know. I was accepting it. There's no reason to accept it. I'm 71 years old. I feel like I'm 30. Thank you, Derek. We're going to take our first break and be back with our last segment with Derek Lee. The website, brainhealthformulas.com. Buy two, get one free of the new product. All Systems Go is the name of it at brainhealthformulas.com. Buy two, get one free. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 947.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
25 degrees in Reno. Something new from the researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, Stanford University, and UC Irvine today. You can look this up. It's hit the Google News. They say there's a critical thing you can do to keep Alzheimer's at bay. The answer? Deep sleep can forestall the declines in brain health that can eventually lead to Alzheimer's, the most common form of dementia. In their study of 62 and older, cognitively healthy adults in the U.S., they found individuals with brain changes associated with Alzheimer's perform better on memory function tests as they got more deep sleep. I hate hearing about these studies that say the best things for your brain are the things I never do. Or that we never get to do. By the way, this is a plug for your product, Derek, Sleep Well, which I just started taking again. And, we were just talking about it during the commercials. You want a deep sleep, take two capsules of Sleep Well at brainhealthformulas.com. How does Sleep Well promote that deep sleep, Derek?
It enables the brain and the body to relax. That's what a lot of benefits to magnesium does. We have different types of magnesium in the Sleepwell formulas. And so it enables the nervous system to relax in the brain, which reduces the mental chatter. And magnesium glycinate helps the body to relax. And when we can just have that our nervous system start to relax a little bit, that enables us to actually be able to go to sleep faster, more efficiently.
Sleep well at brainhealthformulas.com. Let's go to the phone, 884-9910. And a call from Sparks now. This is another John. Hey, John, go ahead. You're on with Derek.
Hey, Derek, quick question. You're saying that the new stuff that you just talked about works with so many different things, like long COVID, hair, nails, weight, gut. How does that pair if you're already taking Miracle Liver?
Ooh, that's a good question, John. So what that's going to do is...
That's another one of your products.
Yeah, Miracle Liver is another one. And so that's going to work together with Miracle Liver and aid. So when we work with Miracle Liver, is going to work on chewing up the fats that's in the liver. The All Systems Go is going to compound with Miracle Liver by actually being able to rebuild the cellular structure of the liver at the same time. And so not only is it going to, Miracle Liver is going to chew up the fats, which is going to restore the potential for the liver to repair itself, the All Systems Go is going to go to be able to go in and actually make all the repairs to the cellular structure, to where I view a fatty liver as fat sticking to the liver membrane. All Systems Go is going to actually be able to repair the cellular structure at the same time. So it's a full system construct right there. And same thing would happen with like heart issues, with atherosclerosis, arguably in plaque buildup in the brain. The same thing's going to happen with chronic kidney disease. And so those two formulas are going to compound each other. So 1 + 1 is not going to equal 2. 1 + 1 is going to equal 10. So it's really, they'll really compound off each other. Does that answer your question, John?
It does. Now, I have a second question. Because I've been taking the Miracle Liver, I've noticed that I don't have... I don't want to say appetite, but I really enjoy a good craft beer. And so because of that, I've noticed that I either don't finish a beer in the evening or I just don't have that taste for it. Why is that?
Well, when we repair the liver, when we improve the liver, how the liver functions, when we improve how the gut functions, they all work together. When we can do that, that reduces yeast buildup, whether that in the intestinal tract. And so then with the emotional craving, that's what most people who like to drink alcohol, that's an emotional craving to want that. And what that want has to do with is feeding yeast. And that's what alcohol provides, is that emotional construct, that emotional want. So then you're feeding a yeast, which then when we are done drinking the alcohol, whether it's beer, wine, it doesn't matter, vodka, whiskey, doesn't matter, that you're feeding the yeast, because then there's that satisfaction. And so then when we had one or two beers or one or two drinks, that emotional craving is gone because the yeast got what it wanted. And so that's how they all, that's what happens.
So if I understand you correctly, with Miracle Liver, my friend likes to have at least 2 or 3 a night. If he started taking this, he probably cut down on the alcohol intake from the beer and probably lose weight because he's not drinking beer. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, and he'll probably want to drink less beer. People will eventually get to the place of not wanting alcohol because they don't have that want, that emotional craving. And so over time, that's the whole goal, is to wean ourselves off it, because it's not really benefiting other than satisfying an emotion.
He likes a craft beer. John, what's your favorite craft beer?
Pigeon Head Pilsner, Pigeon Head, and then Pigeon Head has a phenomenal Kolsch. They're the only lager house in town. So almost all of the beers are just lagers. They do have some ales in it. So that's what I like. I like the lagers.
I haven't been to Pigeon Head in ages. Are they still under the overpass at Wells and Forth?
Yes, the old dog kennel. Remember the ASPCA used to be there?
Right. A craft beer place in the old dog kennel at Wells and
Forth. Well, it's perfect because when they go to wash out their tanks, it goes in the old trap for the where the dog stuff would go into, and it gets all rinsed out and it's all clean, crispy, all that kind of stuff. and it's just a great place to go. But I don't know if I'm going to be going there anymore because Miracle Liver is, you know, kind of like, hey, you don't need to go over there anymore.
Well, I also recommend Milk Thistle. I don't know what Derek thinks about that, but back in my drinking days, that's what a lot of drinking friends told me. The Milk Thistle will fix your liver.
This is better than Milk Thistle.
Yeah, I agree. Miracle Liver is amazing. Thanks, John. I appreciate the call. Oh, my goodness. What's your opinion on Milk Thistle?
It can be beneficial. I think it takes a long time to have
an effect. So, basically, I'm wasting my money.
I think so.
Okay. Miracle Liver is the product at brainhealthformulas.com. So is Sleep Well. And the new product, which is All Systems Go. And today you buy two and get one free of All Systems Go at brainhealthformulas.com. Anything else on this final minute, Eric?
Yes, my fiance Kathy is doing posture therapy, joint alignment therapy is what I view it. And she's, to all listeners, if people are interested in working with Kathy, she's offering $100 off the initial visit. Normally it's $200. It's $100 now for any people who are interested in that. Her phone number is 775-357-8551.
For posture and joint alignment therapy, it's 367-8551.
357-8551.
I'm so sorry. 357-8551. Derek, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
Fox News next. I'm John Potter, live and local 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. It's 9:58.